Time for the KSL In-Depth. You think of people who work at the library, and you think of folks who put books back and say shush a lot. But at the University of Utah, library workers are suddenly superheroes. Joining us live, T.J. Farrell, who's the head of creative spaces at the Marriott Library at the U. Thanks for joining us. Your staff has figured out a unique way to help in the fight against COVID-19. Can you tell everybody how?
Really, we're, one section of the library is kind of devoted to 3D printing and, you know, new technologies like that. So, of course, as this pandemic has hit, we've all been kind of scratching our heads about how can we participate. So there have been a few open source designs circulating online. We started getting emails about, you know, possibly needing to have some supplies for our local hospitals. So we really just engaged through administrative channels to see, you know, is this something that we can help with? If it is, you know, how can we participate in a way that helps more than it hurts, right? So we want to be submitting equipment that we can manufacture that passes certain validation requirements.
And what you came up with was face shields that are so necessary. And you create these on 3D printers, is that correct?
Yeah, so the face shield is kind of low-hanging fruit as far as things that we can manufacture. Of course, the greatest need right now is for masks and respirators. Those things are a little more difficult to 3D print. So the face shields, really the 3D printed components are a headband across the top and maybe, you know, a bracket here and there. We also laser cut acrylic sheets. So, you know, being able to use a printer to assist in the manufacturing process really just speeds up our prototyping time and gets us closer to a finished product. So we still, you know, we're using other resources from different organizations on campus, the Center for Medical Innovation, the College of Engineering, the Lassonde Institute. There's a lot of people really putting some effort behind this. So the 3D printing part, you know, it's a few hours of printed parts. We do have quite a capacity in the Marriott Library. We're at about 30 printers right now. Of course, there are a lot of people in the community that have 3D printers, so we are also working to create a coordination effort. So when we land on a design that is validated and is correct, we want to be able to reach back out to that community. So right now we're getting a lot of people that are contacting us, and we're putting together a web form that will kind of collect people's information. So when we kind of nail that design, we can start getting really useful stuff to our community.
So if somebody has a 3D printer and wants to help, is there any place at this point that they can go?
Right now, we really are collecting information about what people's capacity might be. So probably in the next couple of hours, we will have a form that's live, and we'll have updates on our website. It's lib.utah.edu. So we should see some information there about how people can begin to participate. We're still kind of early in the process here. The hospitals are anticipating, a possible shortage of protective equipment, but I don't want to speak for them. And, you know, so we're really trying to be careful about, you know, I don't want to just bring a dump truck of 3D printed parts. I want to make sure the 3D printed parts that we're making have been tested and are really assisting. So at this point, we are. If people have capacity, we do want to hear from them and have them fill out this form that we're working on, just so when it comes time, we anticipate finding the right design. But again, you know, the laser cut parts, like we have to kind of ramp up capacity for production of a lot of those parts too. So there's a lot of hands on this project, and we're getting a lot of support. We're definitely making progress here.
It's a noble effort. T.J. Farrell, the head of creative spaces at the Marriott Library at the U. Thanks so much.